Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As an extension of the Good Day program every week, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, as representative samplings of minds that do this for a living, go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. This hour accompanies the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. So Jennifer's here and Jay is here to talk about the stories that are on the list and the people that are there. And I think as we, I'll go through the list. We always have during excerpts of the program stories, so you'll know exactly what's on the list. But I'll go through it just because it makes sense. And it's because it's the first of the new year and yada yada. Okay, so on the story list, the playoffs, football playoffs, are number 10. First time there's been a sports story in here for quite a long time. Number 9, what President Trump is still engaged in terms of his legal battles and fights. Number 8 is the resignation of the president of Harvard University. Number 7, what's going on with these new Jeffrey Epstein court documents. Number 6 and 5 and 4 basically are all about what's going on in the Middle East with the Iran terror attack, what it says about the country itself, what's going on in Israel. It's just amazing how many of these countries are at war with themselves. And then I think to myself, after I make that statement, we are at war with ourselves here in this country. It's like all over the world. It's really, we are. We're at war with ourselves. And you see this all the time in some of the discourse when it comes to the people that are running for president. I was just talking, Jennifer, more recent hours of the program about the fellow who is a Capitol police officer who resigned because he's running for Congress, and his major issue is what happened on the Capitol steps on January 6th, and he doesn't want to see Donald Trump get elected. I don't know what his running for Congress is, how that's going to keep Donald Trump from being president, but anyway, he feels strongly about that, so that was kind of an interesting reality. So let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein and these documents. I think every day this week,
I can't believe that's not number one. It broke the internet.
We've talked about it, I think, pretty much every day this week since, what was it, Tuesday night that these things came out, and then there was more and more and more and more because the judge ordered the unsealing of all the filings, and so Prince Andrew is on the list and Bill Clinton is on the list. There are 100 people that are named in these documents that basically focus on the pedophilia of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, does this mean that all these people are guilty of some kind of pedophilia? Prince Andrew, I don't want to think that about Bill Clinton, even though a lot of people have lots of negative thoughts about Bill Clinton and his sexual encounters. Is he that much of a perv? I believe it with Prince Andrew because I've always thought he was kind of a...
Well, I think there's a really bad piece of news that's out there. And the bad piece of news is that this is Jeffrey Epstein's list. That's what everybody is calling it. Like somehow there was a release of all the people that Jeffrey Epstein has ever done anything nefarious with. And that's actually not what this is. What this was 900. The first dump was 900 pages plus. The second dump was 300 pages plus. And these are court documents with a civil trial involving Prince Andrew from these women who accused him of sexual assault of these underage girls. So this really, it doesn't let off the hook the people that Jeffrey Epstein was up to no good with. In fact, a lot of the people who were mentioned in context. And the perfect example is Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell was mentioned in there, but it wasn't because she was at Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's because something happened, allegedly, at her birthday party. And so then people were talking about Naomi Campbell, and then all of a sudden, she's allegedly on Jeffrey Epstein's list. So I think we have to be careful, because if you read through it, I mean, a lot of these people were mentioned in context. Another one was like Michael Jackson or David Copperfield. We don't know if they were there for bad reasons. We just know that one of the lawyers asked one of the accusers, who was the most famous person you saw, which seems to me mm-hmm. like a terrible question for a lawyer to ask. And they said, Michael Jackson. And another one said, David Copperfield was there doing magic. Well, maybe David Copperfield was paid to do magic, or maybe he's a total perv. We don't know. We just know that they were mentioned in that context. And really, for Bill Clinton, the only thing we learned is that Jeffrey Epstein said, according to one of these girls, that Bill Clinton likes them young. Well, guess what? We know that. He, like, went after his intern. Like, that's
all
not...
All right, so this... Why do I say this lovingly because I don't really want to or have to apologize for my thoughts, because my thoughts are my thoughts. But I feel like the way you've gone into this is a lead up to trying to justify Donald Trump's name on the list. Because his name is on the list, along with a lot of other people. So what did he do? Al Gore's
on
the list.
But in context with... Go ahead, Jay.
Let me go ahead
for a second. Because I think in this circumstance, it's hard to not imagine, given Donald Trump's exploits with all these other characters, these women who have charged him with this, that, or the other thing, that he wasn't involved in some way, shape, or form. And so that's when I find...
Okay, honestly, this wasn't about Donald Trump for me at all. This was about actually reading the transcripts. But since you bring up Donald Trump, in the context that he was mentioned in there, because the only reason Donald Trump is even in these documents, these particular documents, is because Jeffrey Epstein lived two houses down from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. And so he had a membership at Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, for the record, Donald Trump canceled when he heard that he was a perv and kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago because he was...
Context.
Staff.
Yeah,
but so context. He kicked him out. Now, Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump was mentioned in these court documents because they said, did Donald Trump ever approach you for a massage? No, the answer was. Did he ever make sexual advances at you? The answer was no. So, okay, we can say Donald Trump was mentioned, but for even less of a reason, I think, than... I mean, kind of in the same way that Naomi Campbell was mentioned.
Cameron Diaz was mentioned. And
exactly.
This.
I mean,
yeah, when we've discussed that he's a collector. Epstein was a collector of many things, including just simply names and contact information. People he wanted to get in touch with. Some people are going to be on a list that he's never even met. And I think the point is that, yeah, some people that are on the list are guilty of malicious intent and wrongdoing,
but simply
being on the list doesn't equate to wrongdoing.
So, but people would look at this list.
I think we need to see the list, because there is no list. This is like thousands of pages of transcript where people were talked about. We still don't have Jeffrey Epstein's black book. We still don't know who his biggest clients were. He operated in famous people. He was
smart
people.
He's dead.
Because I think there's a lot of interest and intrigue about this whole piece of the world that I don't think many of us knew existed. And to answer your question about who the baddies are at this point, most of the baddies are people that we don't know their names. Tom Pritzker is one that's been mentioned quite a bit.
Well, he's
well
known in Dallas and Chicago because his family owns a bunch of hotels.
He owns the Hyatt. He runs the Hyatt. And his, J.B. Pritzker is the governor of Illinois. I think there's a sister who's on the board of Harvard. But he's one that denies the allegations, but this woman said that there was something there. Prince Andrew's the one who looks the worst. Prince Andrew's the one who was supposedly groping with his puppet, having an orgy. You know, I mean, these are the reasons that he settled this, because this particular civil case was all about Prince Andrew. So there could be a whole slew of people that are just skating today that were never brought up in this particular transcript because it didn't have anything to do with Prince Andrew.
Well, there we go. There's a good overview of the whole thing. Pretty objective as well. Jennifer and Jay and Doug. Jay, did you have something else you wanted to say? You started when Jennifer continued.
No, I said what I had to say.
All right. Well, that's good. We want everybody to say what they have to say. All right. So let's move into the situation with the economy and what is known and what isn't known about the debt limit. You know, people are saying, and it's true, our economy is very healthy. Is it better now than it was when Trump was in before? I think it depends on how you look at it. I think we all would agree that we had more money in our pocket, more money to spend, more comfort in spending money when Trump was president than we have with Biden. Now, it may be that you politically look at it and say, oh, that's not really true. I think it really is. I feel like Jay and I have talked about this, and I don't know, Jennifer, whether you have jumped into it on your program, the local L.A. the one of the leading morning programs in the country that Jennifer does on KRLA in Los Angeles, the idea that we have so much money to spend, but yet when you look at the real story here, it's about the debt, the national debt, and the fact that it's up to $34 trillion now. It was $31 trillion before COVID, so you can easily do the math, and we've spent about $3 trillion trying to dig ourselves out of the COVID situation. But the more startling thing to me was looking at what the projections were if we don't change our evil ways. And that is, in 10 years, we will be in debt for $50 trillion. What in
how,
the name
can
of
you
God?
Even envision that?
I mean, no, you can't. But 40% of what we pay now in taxes goes to pay the interest on the debt. It never gets paid down, and it's like it will never get paid down, because how would you ever pay it down? When our budget, in this, the annual budget here, is, I don't know, how much is it, $7 trillion or something? It's like the largest individual item, excuse me, on the list of budgetary documents is the Defense Department budget. But then closely after that are entitlements and the billions, hundreds of billions that are spent there. You're not going to cut those. The thing that comes to the surface more than anything else, and this is a good time to talk about it because we always kind of talk about it on tax day when you're trying to figure out where's all your money going, and you realize that the Government Accounting Office comes up every year with this list of fraud and abuse and that waste. And we know how much is wasted in the Defense Department because about almost half of what is spent is wasted. And then, or it's corruption or whatever the hell it is. And so then you look at the Health and Human Services, you look at all the entitlements and all of the fraudulent stuff that goes on with the drug companies, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And we just, maybe we're numb to it. Or we just say, oh, well, that's the way it is. Well, why is it the way it is? I don't want my... It's like flushing it down the toilet, for God's sakes. I work hard for my money, and you do too. All of us do. And to have taxes taken, extracted from us in a way that we have no say over where it goes, I think is a reason to be really upset at the way things are, frankly. So, anyway, that's the economy number two. Ladies, stand by. We continue in a matter of moments here on the overview. We call it the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supplies, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now. And the headlines and then some. Headlines and deadlines. That's what the Talk Radio Review, that's what Talk Radio is about. It's about the news. What's on the news? We yak about the news. The Good Day program focuses on kind of all the news, not just the political news or the things that pertain to running government, although the list this week is fairly varied, from the presidential race to what people have learned about Mr. Epstein and his list and the appropriate resignation of the president of Harvard, which we'll get to. Right now, though, we have our social media comments that I want Jay to go through, if you will, please, as to the news stories that you've been following this week. This is a common question. We ask a bunch of questions, pretty much a new one every day at gooddayshow.com. And so you want to go through what some of the answers are. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Susan Jewell is following the border crisis, which I know so many people are. Antonio Gimbernet. Okay, hear this one out, because I couldn't find any of this information, so I don't know how true it is. But he says, I am shocked that Drew Barrymore is on the Epstein Island list. Should Drew Barrymore and Oprah be put on trial like Ghislaine Maxwell? Get the popcorn. This movie is getting good.
Well, we just talked about that. I think we just sort of, Jennifer did a good job, and so did you, Jay, of taking that list and trying to put perspective with all the names that are on the list. It's like a lot of other things. People see the names and they say, oh, wow, they were into sex with a poor little girl. Well, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't even seen Drew Barrymore on there, though, and I looked through a lot of
that's
the documents.
That's what I'm saying.
Cameron Diaz, but
Yeah. I know that there were rumors. Oprah's name has been floating around for some time since this kind of became a topic. I don't. This is the first time seeing of Drew Barrymore, so that's why I was saying I don't know how real this one is.
I think really put here's it what bed, I would say about this
doesn't
this,
necessarily mean one thing or the other.
I would also say the people who were not mentioned are the ones you need to be worried about the most, because the people who are so deeply burrowed into Jeffrey Epstein's black book and these power brokers, these people we don't even know in the world, they're probably the ones who are in this a lot more than like a Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. It's all twisted and contorted. All right. What else have we got? This fellow, Michael
Grivich. Yeah, Michael Grivich says, the news in the U.S. is nothing but right or left propaganda. Gone are the days when you could get both sides of a story and be treated like an adult to make up your own mind. I do follow the Ukrainian story, but use offshore news sources to learn what's really going on. Same with the border issue and political corruption in both parties.
You know, I've said this often when I was traveling around the country a lot, in 10, 20 years ago. I learned more about what was going on in America from being outside of America. The coverage in England and in Europe and even some other countries was much better, frankly. because what's going on in America is always the focus of much of what people are talking about or what they're reading about offshore, if you want to refer to use that as a reference. But learning what's going on here, seeing it from the perspective of people who really do the digging and explain what's what and who's who, it's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, Nicole Oswald says, I'm very concerned regarding the borders and security of the United States, adding, I need a president that can take care of that. The United States is not the USA that we used to know.
No, that's true in many different ways, and many of them are very perplexing. It is not this. I've said this many times. The town I grew up in is not the town I live in today, and the country that I grew up in is not the country that I know today. All right. So you also asked what folks were thinking about on the presidential election horizon. What do you see there?
Yeah, Ronnie Appo said President Biden and his administration have brought back America. We Americans should thank him for his wisdom, brilliance, and intellect, and by arguable, the most observant president in U.S. history.
Well, Ronnie, you don't mind if I disagree with you, do you?
Terry C. says, well, right now, Nikki Haley, but we'll see. Sharon Jacobic says Donald J. Trump. And David Slater says it's sad to think that neither party can offer a candidate.
Yep, that's the best point of all of them that were made there. Thank you, sir.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review and roundup of our thoughts. Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner from Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. We were just talking off the air. Just so you know, we keep our minds on the issues of the day, even when we're not on the air. We've been talking about Brussels sprouts. And
you know, the big stuff. Yeah. The really controversial issues. Forget whether you like Donald Trump. Do you like a Brussels sprout?
Yeah. So I went to Jennifer's house. She invited me to her dad's house for Christmas Eve dinner. So I went over and we were just talking about this stuff. It was very good because it was different. It wasn't the same bill of fare that you get. And,
yeah, you got to try my dumplings, which are a labor of love. Those are not easy to make, by the way.
They were Czechoslovakian dumplings.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
We all had lots of those. But then they were the Brussels sprouts, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Who made the Brussels sprouts?
I did.
You did? Ugh, they were awful.
What don't you like about them? They were roasted.
I know. I don't know what I didn't like about them. I'm okay with Brussels sprouts if they're kind of fried and a lot of butter on them. But they're these, I don't know.
So you don't like Brussels sprouts, then, is what I'm hearing.
Okay, so you want to know the recipe? It's a hard one. It's Brussels sprouts, olive oil, garlic, and salt and pepper. That was it. And then roasted. That was all.
Delicious.
Yep. I thought so, but, you know, hey, everybody's a critic.
I'll be invited. Look at me. I'm looking gift horse in the mouth.
I know.
I didn't have. Jennifer says, you want to come over for Christmas Eve? And I said, yeah. The kids are busy doing something else somewhere else. So I said, yeah, let's do that. What I liked best as usual, other than the camaraderie sitting between you and your dad.
That was a good spot.
Yeah, it was a good spot. And then it was the desserts. Always the desserts. The desserts.
Oh, the desserts,
it.
Yeah.
It's always
mm-hmm.
made. It. Yeah, right.
Well, my
right.
cousin made a lot of cookies, so, you know.
If I had met your cousin before, I don't remember meeting her. Okay,
yeah.
That has nothing to do with our talk radio review. Let's get back to things on the list. And, of course, Donald Trump is there in name and in fashion. So what do we have here? This petition filed by 5 voters this week to bar Trump from the Illinois primary election. Why are you chuckling?
I'm going to get my friends together and because it's just weird to say 5 people got together
people.
To file a
right.
petition to
it's
remove someone
story.
From the ballot.
Yeah. Well, listen, it got the attention of the news media doesn't like him to begin with, so there
I
you
wish
go.
That I would have known. I would have gotten five of my neighbors together. We would have tried to kick Adam Schiff off the ballot since he's my congressman, you know?
So why don't you? Wait, what, seriously, why don't
he's
you?
He's running for Senate now, so,
well, so
you know,
keep him
try.
From running for the Senate. He's as useless as a lot of these other people. Yeah. So what have you got on him? Why don't you do that? You could make it be good PR for the radio program. You could file and get, you know, you can certainly get a lot more than five people with all the people that listen to your program. Why don't you? There was a guy in Boston. I don't think you ever knew him. Jerry Williams was perhaps the number one muckraker in the country when it came to talk radio. He was always on to political, the political leaders. It was during the time when Michael Dukakis was the governor of Massachusetts and when he ran for president, and he could do no right. Jerry Williams was after him every morning, noon, and night. And one of the, he had so much power as the host of that program on WRKO in Boston that he kept the governor was not successful at doing a number of things once Jerry got onto him. Like they were trying to build a new jail someplace and out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the state. And Williams got onto it, and he just kept roiling and getting people. He had tens of thousands of people sign a petition to keep. Nobody even knew this is a little town called, what was it, West Brookfield or New Braintree. It was New Braintree. And there were like five people that live in the town. And the state owns a lot of land out there. It's near the reservoir. And so they say, nobody's going to object to this. Let's put the prison out there. And it happened that they were putting it near to a school. And, of course, nobody was smart enough to think about that, so that's what Jerry jumped on. Can you imagine having all those criminals next to the school? And he killed it. The prison was never built. And so those were those are the good old days of muckraking talk radio. We ought to have a little more of that and a little less focus. For example, in New York City, I think Eric Adams is a disaster. Everything I read about this guy, everything that comes into my purview, is negative about this guy. And so now, in order to turn the table around, this is something this week, and it really isn't on the top 10, but I thought it was interesting, because he's announced a lawsuit against the big bus companies that are hauling asylum seekers into the city. So he's like $708 million in the lawsuit to cover the cost for carrying. Why is he suing the bus companies? We just sue Greg Abbott or, you know, some of the people that are hiring the bus companies.
Well, how about this? How about let's sue the Biden administration then? Because it's not the buses and it's not Greg Abbott. It's the people who are coming in here, who are coming in unchecked, and the door is open. I mean, that's what I don't understand. I think the misplaced anger, there's misplaced anger. We need to do
ignorance.
A better job. I mean,
it's back to not knowing the real story. Go ahead.
December's numbers, it was like over 300,000 people. The total people coming in 2020 was 400,000 people. So instead of getting better, this is getting worse. It is so broken. And it's scary. Like, how much is enough? The state of Indiana came in last year. That's how many people came in.
Yeah. So I got all worked up. Jay will testify to this. I don't remember which day it was. But when I saw that the feds were trying to sue Greg Abbott, or they're trying to take, I forget the dimension that was, but they want to cut barbed wire and the razor wire that's across the border in many areas of Texas to keep the immigrants out. The feds want to cut that so that they can get in. Who thinks like that? I don't like Greg Abbott. I'm not a fan of his at all. But I think the state of Texas did the right thing if the feds won't do something. And why don't they? What is there about this that these people are so devoted to let all of these people, who knows who they are, into our country? I mean, this is not a simplistic thing, but it is. It gets down to something that's pretty simplistic. What's your motivation? Is it just that you want them all to become Democrats and vote for you? Is it that easy, or what else is there here? No common sense. Susan Rice has never had any common sense, and she's the real mover behind most everything that gets done in the Biden administration. But I'm telling you, I don't see it. I don't understand it. What am I missing here, ladies?
I wish I could tell you, because I don't know how anybody who loves this country can say that what's happening is okay. And I don't understand how anybody who says that they are a humanitarian can understand this, because there are so many women and children that are being trafficked across the border, so many drugs that are coming across the border, so many people who are using good people as shields to get into this country for bad reasons. I mean, I just don't understand how anybody can explain that this is okay without organization. It would be, I mean, it's kind of like just leaving your doors, your windows, everything open and unlocked, and somebody giving away free donuts. Like, come on in front of your house. Like, at some point,
free donuts?
Something
Where do
bad
we go?
Will happen.
Where are those free donuts? I want some of those free donuts. Okay, let's get to our friend Donald Trump, the psychic that went on Fox to predict his future.
Oh, yeah, the tarot card reader, right?
Right, yep, uh-huh. Yeah. Her name is Jessie Waters. She's pretty well known.
Jessie Waters
Fox.
is the host.
Right,
yeah.
But the psychic's name is Paula Roberts.
Yeah.
I was confused, Jessie, with somebody else, because I think Jessie is a woman, and it's a man. Anyway, not the issue. The question was about Donald Trump. The answer has gone viral. And what he said, just do one card. Give me a reading on President Trump with one card. And anybody who knows anything about tarot cards knows that's not always. You need four or five cards in order to get a trend. But anyway, so did you talk about this on KRLA when this came out earlier this week, Jennifer? The card,
yes,
what does
did.
It mean? Yeah, what did
well,
you,
I mean, you know,
you read into it?
On our station, tarot cards are not all that, you know,
no,
looked into
popular.
With authenticity. Yeah. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, I think that it's interesting. Like, just Jennifer Horn personally, I think it's interesting to see how all that stuff, like, plays in. But,
yeah.
I wouldn't bet anything on it at this point. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows? There's no guarantees in life.
No, but this woman has done the same thing for Biden, I think. If I'm not mistaken, Jay, isn't that right? Didn't she do the same thing? She's been asked to do the same thing. She's sort of a...
What does she say about Biden?
I'm just trying to remember. I just remember she had talked about Biden. She turned over a card that meant that he would have lots and lots and lots and lots of money.
From China.
Yeah, from China, exactly. No, that's what Waters said, from China.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is. Well, listen, just one more thing. I happen to, that's why I never would make it when I was on the Salem stations. I was okay until I wasn't. And one of the things that came up that was, and this was quite a long time ago, because I used to be on 16 or 17 of the Salem stations back in the 90s and early 2000s. And so... something came up when something happened, and I said it on something on the air that they didn't like. But they then went back through a laundry list of things that I talked about that they didn't like, and one of them was having Uri Geller on and having people that are, you know, believe in supernatural stuff, and, you know, because they're basically a pretty Christian-driven organization. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right, so looking at some of the other things that are on, I'm trying to figure out now the Nikki Haley run. Ron DeSantis seems to me, but I've always said this about him, I think he's like he's a nothing. He's never had really, he doesn't have any thought process. The guy just died. I mean, I don't know what to think of Nikki Haley. I doubt that Trump would choose her as his running mate. I think more and more.
A lot of people think
this,
they are, actually. That now
really?
The words yeah. are, the rumors are flying that she could be it to try to unify the party. But then there are a lot of people in Trump's camp who say, well, we don't want her to be the vice president. We don't want that. So it'd be interesting to see what he decides.
I went to Palm Beach for New Year's Eve, and I was around a lot of people who were very well healed. And who really loved Trump. And one of the names that came up, and it was very interesting because once the name came up, I said, I know him. It was Larry Elder. How he might fit into this whole equation. And so they were all interested to know how I knew him. And so then we became, you know, we talked about what I do for a living. And, oh, isn't that fascinating? And how do you know Larry? And
I'll say that Larry is very interested. He's talked to President Trump, but I don't think there's ongoing conversations. But you never know. I think he could definitely pick worse choices. I think Elder would actually be quite good for him.
Well, he would be in a lot of different ways. Not that, you know what? I'm going to eat these words. I like Larry, and I always have liked him. You know, he and I started on KBC the same day in 1993. And when I think about him and what he stands for and how well he's presented himself over the years on the radio, his thought process is actually pretty solid. And so you can do what you want with these words, Jennifer. But if Larry were on the ballot, I might seriously change my position on not voting for Donald Trump, because I wouldn't be voting
now
for Trump.
Now, we must make it so.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. I still think Kennedy is the best choice of the bunch out there, but you know, all that's subject to change. And who said, was that Jennifer or was that Jay?
No, I said, yeah. I think Donald Trump's going to pick somebody who's not currently a candidate for president.
Yeah, that could be. We shall see. We continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with Jennifer and Jay. I'm Doug at 48 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with the stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these listed as usual this week, the first week of the new year, at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, we have a sports story which is focused on football because so many people are into the playoffs, so that's number 10. Number 9, the focus on Trump and his legal situation. Number 8, the lady who was president at Harvard resigning. Number 7, all of the information that's come out this week about Mr. Epstein and what that's all about, who's connected to him. At number 6, attacks in the Middle East. The Hamas war, the 2, 5, and 6 kind of go together, or actually 4, 5, and 6. 6 is about the attacks on ships. Number 5 is about the war itself, and Iran terror is number 4. 3, the migrant situation in America, the economy is number 2, and the presidential race this week, number 1, according to Talkers. Doug Stephan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List now from Talkers Magazine this week, published at gooddayshow.com and also on talkers.com, so you can keep up with the things that seem to be number one across the board on news talk radio stations. Number 10 on the People List is Claudine Gay, former president of Harvard. Number 9 is Bill Clinton. Number 8 is Jeffrey Epstein. Number 7 is Ibram Razi. 6 is Benjamin Netanyahu. Alexander Mayorkas is number 5. Greg Abbott is 4. Those who would be president: Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis sort of tied at 3. Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. For the first time in quite a long time, the Joe Biden and Hunter Biden connection is not in the countdown, not being discussed, or at least according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, it isn't. So there you have it, the people list here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. And I want to take on the situation with number 4 or 5, actually, yeah, and 6. Although 6, I don't think there's too much of the shipping is not an issue this week. The war itself, certainly, and where it is. But then these Iran suicide bombings that killed all these people, the fact that we now are talking about something that I'm not here to pound my chest and say, I've been saying this for years, the state of Iran and its political realities, we think that our country is a mess because there are so many people who disagree. The average person on the street in Iran hates, and I don't use that word lightly, you know I don't like that word, hates the Ayatollah. And the fact that the Ayatollah has control of the military and how they use that to intimidate people in that country has surfaced this week because there is Iranians are basically very well educated. They have a good system. They have a good educational system. They have a good medical system. It's a pretty advanced country. But the fact that this guy, after this group of people, after the Shah of Iran was booted out in 1979, and the fiascos that have ensued afterwards, you can say what you want about the Shah, and it was one of the black marks on Jimmy Carter's presidency because he really made a mess of that by encouraging the people of Iran to get rid of the Shah. And meanwhile, you have these groups that are developing, like the people who are the people in ISIS that are claiming responsibility for these two bombings. So, you know, you look at the pictures that have come from there. You understand the groups. Do you think the average, I asked this of the two ladies, the average American, the average person around the world, I don't think realizes what the situation is like. It's kind of like, almost like a communist country. You don't really know what's going on, what people are thinking, yeah, in China or North Korea or wherever. right? Am I right?
I think Iran is the biggest example of a country where the people of the country are so opposed to their leadership because they do have a lot of Western influences. You know, when you think about China, a lot of the people are just buried in because they don't get outside sources. Everything is controlled by the government. Russia, the people are afraid to be killed if they say something out of line. Right. So, I mean, I think the Russians and the Iranians more than the Chinese are probably aware of stuff that's going on. But I don't know, as someone who watches this every single day and tries to understand it for my job, there are so many little groups and so many little pockets and so much opposition and just power shifts, power wars that happen around the place. I mean, I was surprised to learn that ISIS would blow up Iran. I actually thought at first that it was the people fighting back against the Iranian government. But then you realize, well, no, it is ISIS. Maybe they aren't getting the funding from Iran that they want, for like the Houthis and Hamas are getting. I mean, you just never know where this all comes from. And it's so old historically, I mean, and obviously then there's the newer line about money, power, and funding.
Yeah, and where the money's coming from, there's the whole thing of the $6 billion from America. That's a, you know, that's a lot of money, but it isn't really a lot of money when it comes to running a country. There's also the whole business about this guy from Dubai who is an international financier, and he's financing some of this stuff. Which side of the street is he on? As you said, there's a lot of levels to this, and why is it important for us to know it? Well, because Iran is a terrorist state, basically. They're in cahoots with China and Russia in turning this situation in the Middle East into a big hubbub, and actually the misinformation I found out this week that the Russians were responsible for a lot of the bad social media. Well, Edward, Snowden.
Who's
basically in charge of all Russian bad PR and messing with our elections and stuff like that. Well, he's also come up apparently with these the treatments, if you will, of what's going on in the Middle East with the Palestinians and a lot of the stuff that has been started on social media. They can find now goes back to him or to the Russians who are stirring the pot. So here we have Americans on college campuses who are protesting the situation with the Palestinians. And, yeah, a lot of Palestinians have been killed, and we don't like to see it. And it seems like, you know, all's fair in love and war and all that stuff. But, you know, to have it completely misconstrued and twisted around because these people have control of social media, this is a very dangerous situation, frankly. The thought process that people go through because they just don't understand all the stuff that we just talked about over the past 5 minutes. You agree this? Am I right, ladies, or not?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Amen. What a great way to finish the hour. It's 59 after.
I know.
After.
Better way this to be agreeable, right?
Yeah, that's right. Let's agree with the host. Okay. 59 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.